Good evening and welcome to the Sports Show with your hosts Hanif and Wajid for your weekly dose of sport. Wajid, how are you doing?
Can't wait for the show to start.
Alright, brilliant. Right, we've got another interview for you today, and we've got a young woman, an amateur boxer who's 1-0, hails from Bradford. I give you the one and only Saf Saheed. Saf, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So Saf is known as the Hijabi Boxer. So Saf, why don't you tell our listeners, how did that name come about?
I think it's just through my media things at the moment and how I started boxing. So obviously after my long-term illness, I got into boxing, and then I just started training, and people just started calling me the Hijabi Boxer. Or, you know, that Hijabi Boxer, yeah, comes here, and kind of people just gave me the name, really.
All right, fantastic. You decided to get involved into boxing. Mm. Why boxing of all sports?
I don't know, really. Just the one that I just tried and I kind of like fell in love with. Family's always liked boxing and stuff, but I've never been a big fan of it. Just when I just started going myself, this is the thing for me. When I just started going more, I was like, okay, I like this, making me feel good and stuff, and thought, you know what, and then I started training more, and then I was like, that's it, I love it, I'm not moving now. I've never really been good at anything. Like, all my friends have been good at something like art or music, dance, they've all got something, and I never found something that I like had a passion for or really loved, and I used to always feel left out. And then when I found boxing and when I started training, I thought, yeah, I found my thing now. This is the thing. I'm going to fight for it.
Oh, fantastic. You walk in to your first training session. Do you remember it? What were your thoughts and feelings going in?
I was like, wow. My coach was very welcoming. I've worked with loads of coaches before. No one is on the same level as her. She was very welcoming. She worked one-to-one with me. And I was a bit scared at first. Thought, you know what, I didn't know how it was going to be like. I always say the unexpected things are the best things, and this is one of the best things. And just remember it being so good. I've got friends for life through it. I've networked and met people from right to the top, people who are working to being champions, and it's just amazing.
Your coach is an interesting character, someone who we've seen before in the media.
Yeah.
Do you want to mention who it is?
Yeah, Amreen Sadiq is very good at what she does. She's had quite a few fights herself, champion herself, but now she coaches, she helps us guys get to the top. But yeah, a lot of people, we won't be here without her, physically and mentally. It's not just in the gym, she helps us outside the gym as well. So I think that's, she brings that family side to it. It's not just like you've got to go to training, like you've got to go to work. It's like you go to training and it's like a family based good environment, and she makes that.
So you call the Hijabi Boxer, and you box wearing the hijab. How does it feel, you know, when you're taking punches or you're moving around the ring wearing the hijab? Does it slow you down, or do you feel that it's not there?
Like, I always get that question in some sort of way, but I'd ask the person, like, wearing shorts or your jacket or your top slow you down. It's just something I wear in my body. It's nothing that gets in my way.
Do you feel like you're judged differently since you're quote-unquote known as the Hijabi Boxer?
Sometimes I do. Like, don't get me wrong, I like the name the Hijabi Boxer. That's how people identify me, like, and know me now. But sometimes I feel like they just label me and put me as that one person. Like, she's that Hijabi Boxer. And, like, I don't want to be known as a boxer because of my hijab. I wouldn't be known because of how good I am or something else. Like, you wouldn't call, like, another boxer, like, if a guy who wore a turban, like, a turban boxer. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, he's not labelled as that one person. Like, don't get me wrong, I like the name. It's a good catch to have. Like, every boxer's supposed to have a boxing name, and I'll take that. But I don't want people to think, right, that's it, he's that Hijabi Boxer.
What's the response been like from your family, your peers, and people who are probably reaching out to you on social media?
A lot of people have messaged me, even like seen me passing through town and stuff. They say I'm an inspiration and stuff, and a lot of girls have taken, I've got a lot of good positive impact from the girls. They're like, oh, we've gone out of our comfort zone, we've done sports, or we've done something different. Even if it isn't sports, we've sat down with our families, we've sat down and done something totally different because you've given us hope to and shown us that we can do anything we want, not just because we're Asian, we don't have to do what people think, you know, like just work and just sit at home.
And how does that make you feel when you're getting all this variety and numbers of people that are coming up to you or stopping you or, you know, directly messaging you and telling you the impact that you've had on them?
It motivates me a lot. Right. Like when I'm in the gym, I'm not going to say boxing is a very hard sport. Like I'll be so motivated and I'll sit and tell you how much I love it and how much it helps me physically and mentally. But when I'm in that gym, there's times where I don't want to be there because it's so hard. Like my last sparring was hard as hell, but I love it still. I love it to pieces. But when I'm in that moment and I'm like, oh gosh, this is so hard, I make myself remember all these comments, all these people, why I started, why I want to be here, and you know, all them things come in, and then I get motivated again and I'm back to.
Right then, any opportunities from social media? Anything that you can talk about?
Right, okay. There's a few things I can talk about. I've done a few BBC, Look North, work with BBC, We Are Bradford, done radio, load of radio interviews. I've got some upcoming things, big stuff coming up, which I can't really say much about. But they are big, alhamdulillah. I've got some stuff in Nike coming through, maybe Channel 4. Well, there is actually Channel 4, not maybe.
Brilliant. We'll definitely
that's all I can say.
We'll definitely keep our eyes out on, you know, I'll definitely watch, you know, the TV, the documentary on you. I think it'll be amazing. Let's talk about your training regime. So how often do you train?
It should be like a couple of times a day, but with my schedule at the moment, I'm doing it like 2 times a day, apart from, and I'm taking a rest day. Before, I used to train like 3 times a day, every single day, and on Sunday I used to train like all day with runs, gym, boxing, and I've realised that I've sat down with, like, I've got my own consultant and stuff, my bones were hurting, I was getting a lot of problems, but it's because I'm overtraining, and I feel like I'm at that stage where I've just started my amateur career that I'm going to be gone, my body's going to be finished before I've even started, if you get me, so I've had to knock down loads of sessions and obviously build a proper training schedule up, so I've had to do that now and pace myself a bit, so I give myself time and my body obviously don't wear out, and I've been healthy and good, and I train a few times, like 2 times a day, gym, run and boxing, and then Sunday I keep for like just running and light work training, but the rest of the week it's all like sparring, boxing, training.
What part of it do you enjoy?
I enjoy all of it. There's times where you just like go on clock.
Are you a southpaw? Are you orthodox? You know, your boxing stance?
Have you not seen my boxing videos?
Well, I've not seen your amateur fight yet.
Have you not?
No, I haven't.
I'll just send you the video.
Very hard to find your amateur fight. I saw you on the BBC programme.
Which one?
We Are Bradford.
Alright.
That's where I came across you.
My customers actually came in today and they were like, oh, you missy, you've been busy, aren't you? And I was like, oh, what do you mean? She was like, I've seen you on BBC. And they were like, not just one, two. And I were like, what are you doing working here? I were like, still got a workshop. They were just like, and there was like not one of them, like 2 or 3 of them coming today. I'm like,
which gym do you train out of in Bradford?
It's called Platinum Boxing. So I used to train at a gym before, but that part, the boxing side, got shut down. So my coach has transferred to this gym, and this gym is fairly new, but it's really good. We've got some really good fighters in the gym. Loads of people have been coming to that gym just to like do a session here and there as well. Some really good boxers, big boxers as well. And
can you name any?
Can name quite a few. Let's see who's come.
Any big prospects? Anyone that we need to watch out for?
There's loads. I think you need to come down to the gym.
Do I need to come down? Okay, yeah. Then if you invite me to the gym,
yeah,
Saf,
yeah.
I will come down to the gym.
Yeah, you have to come.
I'll come down for a session.
Yeah, come down for a session.
I think I failed miserably, but
if you come to our carded sessions, you will fail miserably. No, I don't think you will. I think you'll be all right, but yeah.
So with Ramadan coming up, how is that going to affect or even change your training regime, if at all?
I think it's going to be challenging this year because last Ramadan I just got into boxing, but I wasn't serious about fighting, so I just used to do light training, like just something small, not even every day, so it wasn't even like I was boxing properly. But I need to keep on top of my training because if I don't, then after Ramadan I'll have to start from square one again and then I'll be playing catch-up, whereas if I train in Ramadan, after Ramadan I can get fights in stuff. So what I'm gonna have to do is train like after iftar, and then I am gonna train before as well, but what I'm gonna do is, because I'm gonna be working and stuff during the day, about go to my normal session, but take it easy, like cut down on the hours. So normally I do 2 hours, I'm gonna do like start off with half an hour, build it up, instead of doing runs, go for walks, you know, like cut things down but still train and do stuff. I want to focus on like my footwork, so I think I'm gonna take this Ramadan to focus on that and some other technical stuff that I won't have to, because I'll be working on my fitness and I think I'm good with it. I think everyone always needs to work on their fitness, but it didn't take me long to do that. But I think I'm just going to focus this Ramadan on more technical stuff and my footwork. That way I won't get tired quickly, and they just like, it's like light work as well.
Okay, what type of technical stuff are you referring to?
So like pad work, tricks. So, you know, when you're sparring, what good stuff you can do for that. Just little tricks and slips, basically, for the game.
Are you a mover in the ring? You like slipping and sliding in and out as quick as you can?
Yeah, it's because, like, everyone I spar weighs more than me every single time, so I have to be either quick or I have to, like, be in and out, otherwise I'll be taking some.
So you're a little Speedy Gonzales then, aren't you?
Something like that, yeah.
I just want to say hello to Kyle Scully. Thank you for the lovely messages. He was going to ask you a question about fasting, but what you've got in there before him. So he's a professional boxer. He's got a fight coming up in May.
Hi, Kyle.
So I'll get you in at the end of the year, Kyle. Don't you worry. Good luck with your fight, by the way. Your first amateur fight. What were your feelings as you were entering into the ring? What music did you walk out to?
It's Nicki Minaj, Moment for Life. So it's like,
I've never heard of it.
Oh, you've got to hear it. So it's like,
you really don't.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I don't.
Do you not like it?
I think Nicki Minaj is a terrible rapper, but that's just me.
She's not my biggest fan, but that song.
I don't like any of her music for
that. That is that song. I don't listen to her songs, but it was just that song. So there's a part in it that says like, which I walked out on, which says, in this very moment I'm king, in this very moment I sling, glad to my singing. Something about the heavyweight champ, me. So it's like really like, it's like the meaning of the song. We shared it in the gym because someone in the gym fought and had a really hard time, like a family problem, and then this song is the one that they walked out on, and then we all shared it, and they were like, you know what, because I went through kind of a hard time as well, so I thought I'll take it and do it. So it's like, it's a personal thing. It's not, I didn't care about the song at all, it's just that feeling, that line, and then what it meant to my gym and some of my friends, so that's why I walked out on it.
Did it inspire you?
Yeah, it did massively.
Who inspires you anyway?
I'd say my coach inspires me.
Is that Ambreen Sadiq?
Yeah, she inspires me loads, yeah, a lot.
You're walking into the ring and your butterflies, you're thinking, oh my god, this is not what I signed up to do.
I get nervous. I get like, you know, when I get nervous sometimes, I get like an adrenaline like rush. Like, you know, when every boxer feels it, like, yeah, you just want to get in there. First, you feel so nervous, but once you're in there, it's just you and that fight, and you just, this is what I'm here for, this is what I signed up for. So.
Oh, fantastic. What weight do you fight at?
48 kg. We talked about this.
I'm like double that, either.
I'm not even
going to
say
it. Well, I did triple that.
Yeah. Well, I used to be four stone, so it's good.
Four stone.
I did.
When you're four stone.
When I used to be here, I used to be 4 stone, so I've come a long way.
What are you now? What's 48 kg in stone?
I think
that's six
stone. I think it's seven stones. Yeah.
Six, 7 stone. So making weight, any problem?
No. It's hard sometimes because I'm craving like desserts and stuff, and I'm just like, no, I just have to eat. But it's not even about making it sometimes. If you're training really hard, sparring well, fitness is good, running, and then you go and eat a burger and stuff, what's the point? I feel like that's my training going to waste, so I like to always keep it healthy and then treat myself in a small way, like not like a massive burger and dessert. I'll treat myself like get a sweet or like some ice cream or something small.
Not Chicanos like you had today.
Why are you telling them that?
You're going to get in so much trouble by your coach. She had a Chicanos today, coach. I was there, I had a salad.
Well, that's my treat for today. It's Ramadan on Monday, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to have a Chicanos.
I bet you
should. You're the one who recommended it to me.
I did recommend it to you. It's really nice, Chicanos.
Go straight down to your right. Yeah, you did recommend it.
The women's game. How many rounds? How long are the rounds?
For amateur.
Yeah, for amateur.
I started off with 3, but you can do, I believe it's 6. With 2 minute rounds, yes.
So 6 2-minute rounds.
Yeah.
Okay, up to that. What did you fight? How many rounds did you do in your first fight?
I just got to 2 because it was TKO.
So talk me through the first round. Right, brilliant. The lovely Kyle Scully. Mr. Boomtown himself, he also shares your sentiment when it comes to going to Chicanos for his cheat meal.
I'm
going to have a word with his coach as well. You guys need to stay away from Chicanos.
You need to stay away from you.
I recommend the best places to eat. You should go for the grilled stuff like the salad, you know, chicken. I don't even know. I get buffalo ranch salad.
Just because you had the salad.
But I think the chicken's fried, to be fair. Your first round, you must remember it, against your opponent.
Yeah.
Did you get punched in the face?
No.
No.
I didn't get punched in the face at all in my fight. I got like she attempted a hook, but then
You mean she grazed you, or did you just feel the wind?
I didn't even feel anything. She weighed a bit more than me as well.
Was she bigger than you?
Yeah. She was bigger, taller, and I was a bit nervous when I was in the thing. What the hell, I'm just studying what we thought, and we just thought, shall I hit her first? So I was like, you know what, that's it, I'm going for it. Like, I could hear people, like, Saf, do this, Saf, do that. Like, and my coach, I could hear her, and then my friends, I could hear them. And then suddenly, it was just me and that girl, and we just went for it then. It was an easy round, and then I think I hit her on the face or something, and uppercut hit her, and then the fight got stopped.
You dropped her. What were your instructions after the first round?
The bell rang, and then I went to my coach, and my coach were like, right, this is a round where you remember all your hooks, your jabs, combos, come on, do this, do more, build it up now. So I got that kind of message from my coach, and I was all fired up, this is my round, I want to do this, I want to do that. And then as soon as I went to it, no, that's it.
Saf told me something interesting off air, especially when fighters go back into the corner. Why don't you share that with our listeners?
Oh, so I was telling you about when they sit down for their break. So some fighters like to sit down, you know, when they have water and stuff and take the gum shield off. But there's some fighters, and I do this myself, like my coach, she makes us turn around and she takes our gum shield out. So there's here's for example the corner that we have, here's the corner we turn around in. She takes our gum shield out, gives us water. So one, we're not looking at our opponent or their coach, and two, because we don't sit down and our legs go jelly or anything, so we're ready and back into fighting instead of getting up and then you're getting
So it's to stop the lactic acid building in the legs.
Obviously different fighters have got different opinions and different coaches have as well, but that's the way we fight of it.
Brilliant. I thought it was pretty cool that you. So if I ever had to box it, I'll make sure I stand. I don't take a nice easy. What is it? A minute break? What do you think about the amount of time per round women have compared to men? Women have 2 minutes per round, men have 3 minutes per round. Do you think it should be the same, or do you think it's okay the way it is?
I like it, but I think we should be the same. I agree and I disagree as well. Cause I know there's some women who say, yeah, we should have the same time because we can box more and do more things. But then there's women who say, yeah, it's fine. I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle about it. But I'd prefer it if you had the same thing, because we're in the same spot, and we're doing the same thing. Do you know what I mean?
It's more comfortable, isn't it? 2 minutes.
I can say now I can say, yeah, we should be equal and have the same. But when I'm in the ring, I'm like, 2 minutes is enough, thank you. But, I wouldn't mind the same amount.
So how many amateur fights are you planning on getting in from now till the end of the year, obviously, after Ramadan has finished?
Hopefully I'm planning on training well in Ramadan and then just going straight into them. It just depends now, because I've just been carded at my new gym. I had my medical done, they're getting everything again, which I passed, and hopefully I'm looking to get quite a few fights. I can't really say I'm going to get, 15 or 20, because we don't know.
If you, in an ideal world, if you were to put a number on how many fights you would like, how many would you like before the end of the year?
I'd like over 10.
Right.
A good over 10 fights. So obviously I can learn from them and do a lot of work. I love it when I know when I've got a fight as well, so then I can start
good work towards it.
Or working towards it. It's not like I'm being lazy now. I put the work in now so I can stay ready. That's the thing with amateur as well. You can be told I'm fighting on Monday and you can't just start running on tomorrow, do you know what I mean? You have to be prepared for it. So.
Okay, so you could be fighting just after Ramadan then?
I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Were there any other women that were fighting apart from yourself?
Yeah, there were definitely two more.
So the sport's heading in the right direction. There's more women taking part in boxing and more fighting.
Like my coach, when I first started, she used to tell me that it was very hard for them to find fight because there was not many women in the same weight category as them, because there weren't many women doing it then. She said from then to now, there's been a massive growth. It's women have just been going for it.
Why do you think that is? Why the sudden increase?
I don't know, really. I think everyone's got a different reason to do it. When I ask the women why they do boxing, everyone's got a different reason, so I can't say why. I think it's just one of them things that boxing's just blowing. Something blows up and it's boxing at the moment.
What was your reason for boxing?
Why I started?
Yeah, why did you start?
I had a long-term illness before I started boxing, and then after the 2.5 years being bedridden, doctors and everyone kind of gave up on me, and and I was in that year where I just finished my GCSEs, so I was ill all throughout high school, most of my high school life, missed a lot of things, and then everyone were going to college, and I was going to say uni, college and sixth form. I was like, what should I do with my life? I'm going to just stay ill. So I made a long list of things I've always wanted to do. It's like a little bucket list, so like I had skydiving on there, working in different places, like nursing, etc., which I've done, and boxing was one of them. And I found my coach on Instagram, messaged her, went for a few sessions, and I thought, I like this. She was like, oh, you're good, you're motivated and stuff. There we are.
An ambitious young woman.
So how much of that bucket list have you actually managed to get through since?
Oh, I'd say like 90% of it.
Well, that's okay.
Because I made a pact with myself, because I was at that age where I really cared what people would think. I always wanted to be a YouTuber when I was small, and I never wanted to do it because of what people were going to say. That's the first thing I ticked off. And then I promised myself I wouldn't care what other people would think, and then I started ticking, working every day for all them things on that list. The only thing I haven't done is horse riding yet, which is very hard for me. Even though we've got horses next mile, so I just think you need to ask the farmer. Oh, it's really serious. I love horses.
So as you may or may not be aware, the International Boxing Association recently, in February this year, changed its stance on, religious clothing. That's probably the best way to put it, because there have been Muslim women, and possibly women from other backgrounds, that have wanted to compete, but they couldn't as a result of wearing religious items, whether that's on their head or anywhere on their body. But the International Boxing Association has changed its stance on that now.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you will see more boxers from the Asian background, and hopefully one day we do have a young lady. I think your aspiration is to hopefully one day to compete in the Olympics, isn't it?
Yeah, hopefully. That's one of my goals, really, when they do it. For those women, for those Asians, for those hijabis, for people with just mental health problems as well, because boxing saved me, not just because of my illness, because I had like an eating problem as well. And like when I started boxing, I started getting hungry, started looking after myself food-wise as well. And I want to help not just one part of people, not just Asians, not just hijabis, not just women, but people with mental health, people with loads of things. So I want to be there for a big wide range of people.
You also, you're also a boxing coach, aren't you?
Yeah, so I help out. I'd like to get into that as well, like on the side. I've really got a passion for people. When I started, it was at my old gym when I first started coaching, just helping out with my coach. Nothing big, but you can just see like the children, like they've got different problems, they come from different places, but once they're in that gym, it's like they love it. It's like it's like a different world, and like I've always wanted to help people, and I feel like that's the best way I can do it.
Who's your favourite boxer of all time? Anyone, whether it's current or in the past?
Person. Can I say look?
Pardon?
If you had to pick three, let's go with three.
Okay, Anthony Joshua.
Anthony Joshua. Who else?
Can I say?
Should we talk about Anthony Joshua? Let's talk about it. Look, she's gone shy. So that means she likes Anthony Joshua.
Muhammad Ali is my favourite one.
Muhammad Ali. I'm sure everyone loves Ali. So Anthony Joshua, what do you like about Anthony Joshua?
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a good boxer, really good boxer. I feel like he's got a lot going for him, but I feel like he's really humble as well in what he does, and he's good at what he does.
Do you feel Anthony Joshua is the best heavyweight this moment in time?
Yes, I do.
Why?
I think he's really good, and I've seen his fights, I've seen his training. It's just my personal opinion.
Is he better than Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder?
Deontay Wilder.
Put it on the spot here, everyone. She doesn't want to say anything against that AJ. I don't mind, I'm a big AJ fan as well.
I'm seeing AJ from Canada. I'd say AJ and Tyson, they're just joint. Deontay Wilder's good, but I think AJ's a bit better than him.
He's on a different level.
Yeah, AJ's on a different level.
Do you believe we will see them three fight at all? We've seen one fight between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, but do you think them three will fight in the near future? The politics of the game, of the Sweet Science, is ruining it for the fans.
I don't know. It would be good for the fans.
But do you think it'll happen?
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of talk, but I don't think it'll happen. I don't know. I wish it would.
So what were you saying?
Are you putting me on the spot?
Do you think the fans... So you don't believe the fans will see those fights? We've seen one, but unsurprisingly, I'm not surprised we're not seeing another one, because the politics of the game is ruining the sport.
Yeah, you're right.
So I'll be honest, I don't think we'll see it. I think we'll see Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury too.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think AJ will fight any of the others.
I don't think he will. I think there's too much stuff behind it. Like,
I also think he ruined his reputation the first time round where he ducked.
Who urged
him? He didn't duck him.
He did duck him.
He didn't duck him.
He did. He's
not ducking.
He did duck him.
First of all, we don't know. No, hold on. Answer this question. We don't know whether there was a contract sent by Shirley Winkle to Eddie Hearn. We don't know that. We know the money was there.
The amount of people that have come out in defense of Deontay Wilder.
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
But you're not.
The money was there. I agree with you.
The contract was sent.
It didn't, Wajid. Not according to his promoter.
Well, to be honest, I don't believe Eddie Hearn for a stone throw, to be perfectly honest. I think he was protecting his asset. And if AJ wanted the fight enough, AJ would have made the fight. If you A-side or not. For all the flack I give Amir Khan fights the... I've always fought the best he could fight. If AJ wanted to prove he's the best in the division, there was only one fight left to take to unify the division. Didn't take the fight. Deontay was calling him out left, right and centre. He didn't do anything.
Well, we've only got one side, haven't we? It's only one side.
He's been going out into the States on Take That and Hot 97. And now after the Wilder Fury fight, he's been coming out and defending his position. But it's 6-7 months too late. Where was all this fight and big talk should have been made?
There is a possibility what you're saying is true, but if the contract has not been sent according to Eddie Hearn, then what can you do?
So you're taking Eddie Hearn's word over the boxing world?
It's not the rest of the boxing world. Who represents AJ? You tell me. Why would Eddie Hearn reject $50 million? And that was before he signed with The Zone.
And I said I don't believe him.
That's fine, but all I'm saying to you is this. I agree that the money was there, but do you really think AJ is not going to be the A side? It is a 50-50 fight, but they wanted that fight in London first.
Not once did I say AJ wasn't the A side, if you heard anything I just said. Not once did I say AJ was not the A side.
And that's probably one of the reasons why.
Take the fight if you want to be the best.
Well, you never know, that might happen in the near future. We've got a big fight tonight. It's Canelo versus Jacobs. Who do you think wins that fight tonight? And that is live on Sky Sports Action. So the good news is it's not on box office, everyone. If you want to see that, that'll be about 4:30 in the morning. That's when they will be walking out. Come on, Saf. Who's winning that fight? Canelo or Jacobs?
I like them both, but I'm going to give it to Canelo.
What round? Or is it decision? So I've gone Canelo in the night. My partner over there has gone, I believe, Jacobs by decision.
No, I changed my mind.
You changed your mind?
Yeah.
Use Jacobs by
decision. There's a rehydration clause.
Is there a rehydration clause?
On Jacobs, yeah. I think it's 15 pounds you can't go over. Yeah, I don't think that's right, that. Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing Mayweather put in.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame.
That's what happens when you're the A side.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a rehydration clause, once they've weighed in, once they refuel, Jacobs can only put on like 15 or 20 pounds. He can't balloon up and become, because he's the bigger guy, he is the bigger man.
Yeah.
If he'd have ballooned up to another 20, 30 pounds on the night, he would have had a major advantage over Canelo. It's in the contract that you can't balloon up that much. You're going to see this quite a lot probably from the big fighters.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that, on fighters having these types of clauses? Because you're probably going to see Amir Khan having that type of clause against Kell Brook if that fight happens.
Yeah, I want that fight to happen. Yeah, it's interesting to know about all these things because, like, in the amateur world, you don't care about that stuff much unless you train with the boxers, big boxers. But I feel sorry for them. Like, imagine that. Like, you've got the certain thing. It's like our eating, but, you know, like, big way.
Yeah, you have to limit how much you can refuel.
But it's part of the game, isn't it? You've got to live with
it. It is part of the game, but it's not the greatest part of the game. Yeah. It doesn't help. What are your thoughts on Amir Khan, his career overall and his last fight?
I like Amir Khan. I look up to him a bit as well. Being going to a GB, being Asian, I think he's a good boxer as well. He takes his losses and he just turns them into lessons. He kind of inspires me as well, and a good person. I think he's a good boxer.
Definitely, he's done well for himself. I think he should retire, but I think there's still probably a lot of money to be made against Kell Brook.
I think he'll have a fight or two left, but then I think he'll be done.
I don't think he's got a fight in him left anymore.
Do you not?
The one thing he's always had is speed.
Yeah.
But for the first time, personally, I've seen him. And as my colleague knows, I'm a massive Amir Khan knockout fan. But that's the first time I've seen him in a fight where he just looked a yard slower than he normally is. Foot speed wasn't there, hand speed wasn't there.
Okay.
And he got completely punished.
I don't think the foot speed's ever been there for Khan. Hand speed's there. Well, it was there. But his foot speed...
He was still quicker than... Well, my point is...
I think that was youth.
Yeah, but that's my point is he's still a bit about him to get in and out. Against Crawford, there was nothing. That was my point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really. I don't know what to say about his last fight. It's disappointing way it ended. I think he should have taken the full 5 minutes, but that's just personal opinion. He feels he couldn't carry on. Well, his trainer felt he couldn't carry on, and he couldn't carry on.
So to any fan, unfortunately, it looks like he knew he was losing the fight and he needed a way out.
No, I think he would have gone.
He didn't get hit in the crotch. He got hit in the leg.
Quite clearly, he did.
No, he got hit in the leg.
If you know more than Amir Khan, then you know.
I don't know more than what he said. If you've seen any of his interviews afterwards, he doesn't know what the hell's going. He doesn't know what's going on.
Wajid, that's what he said, and to his trainer, and we have to go by what he says. It was a low blow. The whole world said it was a low blow, apart from you.
And nothing. And the whole world doesn't say it's a lot.
Yes, it was a lot. Even Crawford said it in the post-fight conference. He said it was low.
No, Crawford goes, Crawford didn't...
Yo, now you're going to talk for Crawford, man. He said it.
Yeah, well, have you got a problem with that as well, have you?
I've not got a problem. I'm just saying, you can't talk for someone who's already said it. Yes, it was low. He said it was low. That was, you know, the man who said it. And the ref said, you can take 5 minutes. But he said, but Khan couldn't carry on.
Just take the knockout like a man. You're losing anyway. Why quit?
He would have taken the knockout like a man.
He found a way out.
I don't think he did.
I think he did.
But you are entitled to your opinion, but it was low. Regardless of what me and you think, it was low. It was below.
It's not what me and you think, it's what I think compared to what you think, isn't it?
Well, against the rest of the world, that's fine, Wajid. That is fine. Oh, you are wrong, but that's fine.
So, in your opinion, I'm wrong.
No, you are wrong.
No, in your opinion.
Saf, when do you think you'll be next out? When do you think you'll be fighting next?
Hopefully after Ramadan.
After Ramadan, June? Or July?
Inshallah. My birthday month's July. Get the win.
Get a win.
Get a win.
Have you been doing anything special in training? Anything different?
Anything different. Since moving gyms, I've sparred new people. Different. Some more experienced people. My sessions have been longer. Instead of doing two sessions, I'll be doing longer ones. That'll be 2 hours. Yeah, I've changed things up a bit, but I like it. I like doing things differently. I don't like doing the same thing over and over. It's just boring.
What's it like when you get into a fight with, when you're sparring, it's kind of like fighting, and then you're like, all right, well done, now. It was a good spa. What's that feeling like? You tried to knock 7 bells out of each other and then suddenly you shake
it
out.
I like it because I'm just like, right, I need to practice some slips and rolls, my footwork, this is what I'm going to do today. I've been watching them videos. I just use that person and practice my stuff. Is that what I'm saying?
How many people do you drop, you know, how many do you drop on a regular basis?
We don't drop people, we just like spar. It's like, it has to be...
Do you not go full throttle?
We can't go full throttle, yeah.
No,
we do go full, but not like knock out, knock 7 bells out of each other, we just like...
I thought you'd go full throttle. That's surprising.
No, that's for my siblings.
Oh, no, you don't go full throttle.
Just leave that home.
Leave that home. How can our listeners find you on social media? Can you let them know?
Yeah, so all over, it's The Hijabi Boxer.
The Hijabi Boxer.
So on Instagram, Snapchat, it'll be like XSAF16, or there's another one called The Hijabi Boxer. Facebook, The Hijabi Boxer. Twitter, The Hijabi Boxer.
Right, brilliant.